Central Bank Governor Dieter Toronor told reporters in Juba that the Bank of South Sudan will increase the amount of money it auctions each week to $8 million to commercial banks and 56 legally registered forex bureaus beginning next week.
We are going to increase the auction that we give to banks by 60% from 3 million that we auction every week. We are going to increase the amount to 5 million from next week. Also, we will increase the auction that goes to forex bureaus by 50%. So the amount that we auction to forex bureaus will increase from 2 million to 3 million every week. We are taking these measures because our belief is that the main reason why dollar can strengthen is only when there is excess liquidity, when there is more cash in the hands of the public. And therefore, it is that cash that we target.
But Hamid Morojan, a senior economics lecturer at the University of Juba, calls the central bank's plan to stabilize the economy a menaced flood and not a proper policy. He says injecting U.S. dollars into the economy in a bid to narrow the gap between the dollar and the local currency is only a temporary measure and will not stabilize the value of the local currency in the long run.
If you strengthen the pound artificially in this way of auctioning, it will encourage more imports, okay, at the moment to come into the country, especially when one uses loans to bring fresh market gas in the forex exchange. It will not be sustainable. And it can be also manipulated by some unscrupulous individuals, given the nature of our practices.
Gladys Reja, another economics lecturer at the University of Juba, agrees that the central bank's initiative is only a temporary intervention and is basically aimed at collecting and returning South Sudanese pounds, which were outside the banking institutions, into the banking system.
This monetary intervention may not help us, you know, it may not help us. Because we know very well, first of all, that we are a consuming economy where we import almost 90% of our goods, you know, from the neighboring countries. Coupled with the insecurity, you know, that this track the agriculture production.
Morojan says most businesses in South Sudan are owned by foreigners. He says the central bank's policy of injecting more dollars into the economy is unlikely to boost the economy. He says such a policy will lead to weekly repatriation of hard currency by foreign businesses, which will not improve the local economy.
In fact, they will have to repatriate their profits. And these profits are repatriated in terms of hard currency, through importation of goods and through repatriation of profits. Politically, it may be pleasing, but in terms of real economic terms, it will not be sustainable for long. And especially, as we noted that this money comes from the IMF. Now, will the IMF continue giving such money?
Reja says for South Sudan to realize a quick economic recovery and be able to pay off its loans, the government should invest its oil revenues and part of the loans it gets from the IMF and World Bank in restoring peace across the country.
Recent researchers noted that countries that experience political instability are always in economic crisis. And therefore, if our country wants to recover economically, then we should have to stop all what is going on in the country and focus on sustainable peace for all South Sudanese so that all people return to their respective homes. They engage in the agriculture sector. They engage in whatever is productive.
Reja also says South Sudan cannot continue borrowing money from international institutions. She says loans in the long run will not sustain the local economy. For VOA News, I am Onan Walter Solomon in Juba.